Right, Sunset Rubdown, Moonface. We'll probably get a little bit of everything. We'll probably get some excerpts.
Maybe
from
I wasn't sure if
things.
That was
who
them
knows?
Just trying to like introduce the name
yeah.
to young people who are like, who is this person? Yeah. And mm-hmm. so they're like, oh, but he was in Wolf Parade and he's also doing all this stuff. And yeah, I'm
I guess
really
the
sure.
real question is, who involved in Unreal City is the music supervisor for Heated Rivalry? Right?
Yeah.
This has to be this has or who has that in?
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Yeah, who or is there anyone that you're eager to discover on the lineup who you haven't seen? Or,
I mean, I also have not managed to catch Sundress,
yeah.
Despite we've played some of their stuff on yeah. the show, and okay. Like you said, they played a million shows and are
yeah.
very buzzy. So I feel like
yeah.
that's probably worth catching.
Yeah.
Any chance I get to see Buddy, I'm very excited
yeah,
to do
really
so
good.
Because they're tight and
yeah.
the new record is great
yeah.
I mean, we just had Worrywart on and
yeah,
I have
so
not
good.
Seen them in a long time
oh, cool.
so
yeah.
I'd like to see them again.
I played a show with them a few months ago at the Mezzanine.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Mezzanine, it's a really good new venue. Yeah, Worrywart sounded amazing as always, and we also played with a band called Wiles. Wiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are good. Just like giving them a shout out right now. They're really good.
I think they put out something last year. Anyway, Wiles is very like newish to me, but yeah,
mm-hmm.
they're really, really tight.
Mm-hmm.
Worrywart had mentioned, I think, Checked Out.
Yeah.
So I think
they're really good.
I played
Green Auto Fest with them last summer,
yeah.
and I didn't know who they were beforehand, but yeah, they impressed me. They were really good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the bands for me that I'm kind of the most interested in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course. And in a little bit, we're going to talk to the Houseplants, who dominated
really
the CJSF charts for a long time. So I've played their music a lot and heard it a lot, but I've never seen them live. So I
okay.
definitely want to check.
They're really
check
good.
Them out as
they're
well.
Very like professional
mm-hmm.
level. Yeah, really good musicians. Nice
what,
people.
What? And I'm probably going to bring this up with them, but what makes me what is kind of harrowing for me about Houseplants is that they feel like really mid-aughts like indie rock, like just a really classic post-punk indie rock,
yep.
and it's so like it shakes me to my core that is coming back around again because they're doing like a really good take on it that's
yeah.
really fresh and like really builds off of that and doesn't kind of have sound like the monotone of that era. They've got like a lot more personality on it while still kind of echoing it. So that is a tough swallow for me, but like is really cool that they're doing it. So I'm gonna
I've been eager to hear a full length from them because
totally.
I've played a few shows with them at this point and they're really tight live and I'm like, oh, I wonder what a full length would sound like. There's so much potential
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah, I'm eager to see more from them.
Yeah no, that's good. Well, I guess while we're here, I know we're talking Devourers because Devourers is playing this festival.
Yeah.
Golden Age Wrestling, hey.
For listeners, this is my evil, cocky alter ego project. So I have two projects, Devourers and the Golden Age of Wrestling. The Golden Age of Wrestling ultimately is what I'm focusing on right now because I'm about to release an album for it in February. And the project always gets overshadowed by Devourers, which is, it is what it is. It's fine. But yeah, I'm trying to find a venue to put on an album release for it. The album's called Sweet Chin Music, and it's kind of like mostly instrumental electronic
yeah.
stuff for listeners who don't know what it is.
What once described as glambient, I believe.
Yeah. I'm still using it.
For sure. We were talking about the new single you put out, which is something Denton, Texas. I can't remember the first.
Yeah, Revenge Body.
Revenge Body, Denton, Texas.
Yeah.
We were talking about it at the station, and someone asked if like did he do amateur wrestling? And I was like, no, but the kayfabe of
yeah.
the Golden Age of Wrestling and the rollout and the marketing that we've got through that
yeah.
is dedicated to the level of amateur wrestling, I would say.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I grew up watching wrestling. I adore it. I used to like invent my own moves when I was a teenager. Like I'm really into it. I like the psychology, the business, the culture is really interesting. So yeah.
And I mean, that makes sense given the name of the project that you would have an affinity there. But
yeah.
I just like that you're also you're taking on the kayfabe of it all. And that seems like it suits you and the project. Really
yeah,
well.
It's fun to have a character because Devourers is me. Like, yeah. It's so, so personal, and mm-hmm. it's always just been an extension of who I am. And the Golden Age of Wrestling isn't entirely different, but I get to sort of, like, indulge in my, like, villainous, cocky side, and sometimes just get to be honest.
Yeah.
Whereas Devourers, I always feel like I need to be so careful to, like, be nice to everyone.
Sure.
And the Golden Age, I get to just, like, be an asshole.
Get to be your heel.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fun. Like, they're both parts of me. Right? Like, yeah. It's not totally fake.
Well, it's just, like, so... The funniest part about that is, like, the social media presence for the Golden Age is classic heel. But, like, I find the musically just, like,
the music
truly,
is, like, really
like, soothing
peaceful.
And just, like, gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Very, very, very good. Boom Wrestling, Golden Age of Wrestling collab. When is that happening? I feel like we need to get that involved with local professional wrestling somehow. I feel like there's a marriage there that can be made.
But. I'm gonna sound very ignorant. Is Boom Wrestling local?
Local, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I need to check them.
They
out.
They play. They do monthly shows at the Legion on Commercial.
Oh, neat.
Jeff,
okay.
We should go. We should go to a show.
I would love to. Yeah, I want to see more local wrestling.
Cool. Former CJSFer, Magnum Mel will use their wrestling persona. Doesn't wrestle so much there, but is a wrestler in and around the scene, so
you
get a chance.
Well, Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join us to promote Devour's appearance at the Unreal City Festival. You're closing the thing down on Saturday the 17th at the Russian Hall, 10 o'clock. You can get festival passes at unrealcity.rocks. I also think we're giving away a couple passes if you go to at CGSF Music on Instagram. We're giving away two sets of two passes. Jeff, anything else you think people should know? Any last like pitch to get people to come out or
all
anything
I'm
going to
say is that last year was amazing and this year is going to be amazing as well. The lineup is so good. Please come to this. Vancouver needs festivals. So yeah, come and support it.
Amen.
Preach. Preach.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Joined by the Houseplants in studio, who are performing at the Unreal City Festival on Thursday, January 15th, opening up the show at the Rickshaw Theater. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Just to get started, can we go through and just introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Zell. I sing and I play bass in the band.
I'm Sander and I play drum.
And I'm Amir. I play guitar.
Great, thanks for coming in. And I don't know if you know this, but your band has topped the charts at CJSF multiple times in the last year.
I've seen that, yeah.
So we love the record. What led you to perform at Unreal City Festival?
Mm. Oh. We applied.
The good thing is underground DIY festival, which is like we support more community on it. Honestly, one of the things is like we love to be like included in the underground scene or any scene, like parts of the scene of the community in Vancouver. Honestly, if you feel like, you know, alive more rather than to be individual, then I think it's one of the nicest things. It's like, you know, you be included in the, some part of the community, and especially housemans, like we love play the community based, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, we last year, because last year was the first year, right, that they did it, and I think that was just, it was really neat because it's so community oriented and like going there. I remember I was just like biking there and I think I like passed Worry Ward on the way and I'm like, this is just such a like, I don't know, it's such a cool scene and just to like, especially Russian Hall is a cool, I mean, we're not a Russian Hall, but I love that venue. So definitely gonna tune into other ones.
That's something that, they Worry Wart mentioned when we spoke to them earlier was just that the idea that, you know, you play and then your friends are up playing up in the next room and that there's this real community element to it. We've also in various other interviews we've done, a lot of artists have talked about sort of having difficult finding that community or connecting with that community in Vancouver. Has that been your experience?
I mean, like, Vancouver is a bit hard to find.
In general.
But,
yeah, all of us are also outsiders to Vancouver, like, transplants. So I think, yeah, it's taken some time. Especially, like, I think now, well, we're going on, like, 4 years as a band. And I think now we're, like, yeah, kind of feeling that. But I think, even, I remember when I first got here, I was like, oh, I'd like to, like, go to some shows. And I simply couldn't find it. It wasn't until I was in a band that I was like,
oh. Because I feel like it's kind of hidden. But once you find it, I think it's not so bad.
Yeah.
What was the moment for you where you felt like you'd kind of discovered where that community was? Do you remember that? Like, was there a show? Was there, like, a band that you stumbled across where you're like, oh, this is like the trail that I get to the community scene?
I feel like the venue, when I first found that Redgate and Green Auto, I feel like that's the moment I realized, okay, this is where the local scene is going, because they mostly get local bands, except the, few exceptions where Green Auto gets international bands, but mostly, local underground scene, so.
Yeah, I think similarly, it was the first time we played at Redgate, because we had just been playing, you know, like some of the like pubs and stuff like that, and then we like got invited, I think, by Gadfly, and that was like just game changer. It's like, oh yeah, like this is the scene, like totally.
Well, I think like both to be there, but to be invited as well, and it's interesting how there is that sort of like like those venues where you can play. Right, and especially when bands are getting started, if you don't have that sort of connection or in to the scene, where you're like, okay, well, we're gigging and we're playing shows, but it's like the people who are part of the scene aren't seeing us, right? Or it's harder to do that until you get that sort of hand in, or like, hey, come join us.
Yeah,
and we're so lucky to, you know, to be part of this community. And honestly, we're so lucky. Still, like, so many bands are trying to be, and then they ask us and it's different timelines, but so I was like, yeah, so if you want to go, start with like these venues, these are like great for the community, you know, and then you can just expand it, because some bands, they don't know what to do, especially these days. It's so hard for the marketing and, you know, to find the audience these days.
Being in a band is so much more than just like playing and writing music, right?
Unfortunately.
You mentioned that you're all transplants from different areas. Like, were you fairly involved in your respective music scenes from the different places that you were? Like, did you have that community, and then you essentially come here, and there was the new one that you had to discover?
Yeah, I think so. All of us kind of the immigrants just moving from to here, and then and we played in different bands before, and so I'm from Iran, Sandor's from Mongolia, Zell Minnesota, and then so we used to be in a band in a different part of the world, and then it's super exciting, especially like when you're from somewhere, you know what's going to happen. But when you move to a new place and you don't know what's happening, and it's a new experience, completely new experience, culture, different language for me, and I think it's one of the most beautiful is like sharing the culture, and with the music background, it's not like supposed to be like traditional, supposed to be like more like your background identity. Mm-hmm. Isn't it like, so I'm like one part of the house band, so I brought like my background and mm-hmm. all of us, so individually, so we brought our background and we put it in the music, which is like kind of interesting for us. And I think it's we're still learning, and it's still, even like not about like only music side, we learned about different about the culture, and I think it's very different feeling than rather than music only.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Also, another thing I noticed is I was also very much involved in the underground scene in Mongolian, like music scene. But when I moved here, once I found Vancouver's local scene, I feel like music, like especially the underground music scene, is kind of like one language. Mm. And I feel like the people I met through even different country from like different culture, I feel like we have some kind of like same language that we speak. So I feel like having that same background kind of helps like talking to people. And I feel like they're somewhat like similar vibe, mm-hmm. no matter where you're from.
Yeah, you can always play music together.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when you're bringing, you know, like potentially very differing traditions into that, or yeah. different experiences, it all sort of comes out as music, and it all yeah. sort of interfaces in one way or another.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's the only like the common language we have. Like so we have like completely different languages, right? And mm-hmm. then the music is like one time. So especially like we practice together, and we don't have to talk. And when we play, right? It's energy, and we can't. It's so hard to describe mm-hmm. the music language, but you know the feeling, mm-hmm. what's gonna happen and what's gonna and it's every week you practice with the band. I was like, oh, this is a new thing. Oh, mm-hmm. and then our mood honestly makes change better mm-hmm. sometimes. You so oh, like yeah. we have a lot of rain. I was like, oh, my mood is a bit, you know, different.
You're using a little more delay and reverb today.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have that, you know, that thing to look forward to every week, right? Mm-hmm. Like that yeah. sort of like social communal self-expression that, mm-hmm. that you get to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Are there other artists playing at Unreal City that you are excited about, or that you think people should be excited about?
This year is very exciting, honestly, crazy. Because so many new bands we don't know, mm-hmm. like, but they've been around for like long time.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is, we never heard about them. Like I particularly mm-hmm. I never heard, and it's very interesting for me because I want to see more new bands. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, and surprised. Was like, whoa, this is band is great. And honestly, Unreal City Festival is like best opportunity for a year to see all of these bands in one festival, and then you know, and we have more opportunity for the shows and ask them, hey, totally. You know, for more collaboration or anything happen in the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. great networking mm-hmm. opportunity.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we just saw Jeff from Devours, who I know, I think we've played at least twice with them, but like every time I love what they're doing. And yeah, same thing with Worrywart, again, kind of band friends. But I know, like, I think, like, I just was looking into Goo, and I still haven't seen Sundress, and I feel like they've been everywhere. So I'm like, yeah, there's definitely. Yeah, that's, and Dusk Note I also haven't seen. Yeah, yeah.
So the Sundress has come up a lot as people have been like, they play all the like time, but I haven't everywhere. Seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. that's why we were laughing. We have like the same. Yeah. Everyone seems to have seen the same thing about Sundress. So.
I think that also really speaks to one of the amazing things about festivals in general, but particularly this festival that is so local focused, is it is such a great opportunity to just like try a bunch of things, mm-hmm. see a bunch yeah. of bands, mm-hmm. see what you like, mm-hmm. and particularly, you know, you guys are playing on the Thursday at the Rickshaw Theater. The shows at the Russian Hall, there's like two different stages, so mm-hmm. if you're not into what's going on upstairs, you can go downstairs, and it's just like a cool opportunity to go and have your little sort of like band sampler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moment. Yeah.
We're so proud, like, to be opening, like, as an opening band for the festival, like, first band. <Yeah. laughs> And it's so super fun to open the festival. And I think it's, especially in rock.
And then we don't have to think about it all weekend. We can just, like, enjoy it.
Totally. And then enjoy our time.
Totally. Have you played the rickshaw before?
Yes.
Just this year we played it.
Yeah, 2025.
Two times, I think, yeah.
Yeah, just
which,
2 times.
That is an awesome space to play it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I think every time that we've been there, we've just kind of been like, whoa, like, yeah, great room.
It's big, but it doesn't feel like cavernous necessarily.
Yeah. And, it's still cozy.
Great history of shows there, too, right? Like, to know that you're sort of sharing that stage with, you know, like, big touring bands come through all the time.
And, yeah. But,
saw Thursday there. So you played the same days, same shows?
That's pretty cool. Now, we are coming up to about a year from your last release.
Mm-hmm.
How, with 2025 now in the rearview mirror and that release coming out, like, how do you kind of evaluate your year? Like, are you ready? Are you still, are you still in on all those songs right now? Or are you ready to move on to like the next stage of being the Houseplants?
I think I love Into Equilibrium because I feel like it was a much more like very clear idea of like who we are and what we are as a band. But we have played those songs a lot and we are really excited. Like this fall we're doing quite a bit of writing and I think we're really excited to do some new stuff.
Yeah, it's a new experience.
Yeah,
honestly, we play like more than 50 shows and like all of those songs, like first EP, second EP, mm-hmm. we play a lot. Mm-hmm. But we're excited for the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna play more shows, but when it comes to new thing, all of us get like excited, like, oh, finally this is a new thing, new experience.
Great. Yeah.
This is great.
Like, we'll like play a new song and I'll just be like, yeah.
It feels reductive to just describe you as like a post-punk band, but like that's how I've seen the branding been. So, because there's a lot that's going on. Like, there's moments where it's like kind of a funky bass line, or it's like kind of a jazzy vocal melody. There's a lot going on there. Is the newer direction, or like the new stuff that you're putting out, is it still in a similar vein, or do you find a way to grab from other areas more than before now that like you're a little more established?
That's a really good question.
So we cannot. It's so hard to explain like what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially we write the songs for the moment, you know, mm-hmm. and it's happening the moment. Especially like a lot of things happening in the world at the moment, and this album. So, but we have some stories about this new album we're working on right now. Mm-hmm. Especially, you can explain more about more expressions. How we're gonna explain?
Yeah, I think because. Essentially what we're working on now is we are wanting to put out a full-length LP, and musically I think we've been trying to do even more experimental and like what are things we haven't tried meter-wise, and like just really now because we have like our basis and I'm pretty comfortable like then now branching out. And then I love a concept album, so I think we've been also doing a lot of work of, how can we make this kind of a larger story and,
and more
linear.
Like, organic instruments. Yes. Like, so we think, like, to be honest, free AI. AI free, actually. So
no AI.
Think about AIs, more human, less sampling as much as we can, mm-hmm. honestly. For the, like, we want to bring, like, more strings, more horn sections, definitely drums. It's like the most part of the organic sound, and for the music production, that's why we were thinking like we need more human in music, mm-hmm. honestly, mm-hmm. more like human touch.
Yeah.
Rather than and also so like and some part like we don't want to be sound like very raw like very hardcore punk. I mean, mm-hmm. so like we want to sound like more production, but more human touch.
Mm.
That's what we're thinking, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it once it's out there in the world. Are you planning to play new stuff at the festival?
We have two songs.
I think how practice goes tomorrow.
Yeah. So, but we have two songs.
Two new songs. Yeah.
I think we have like 30-minute sets. Yeah. I think it's 30 minutes. So yeah, so we're gonna play like 6 songs or 7 songs. Mm-hmm. Two of them, I think, are new.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm excited to hear those. Thanks for joining us. You are playing at 7:15. You're opening the Unreal City Festival this coming Thursday at the Rickshaw, the 15th. Is there anything else you think people should know about yourselves, about the Houseplants?
Yeah, I think we're so happy to be part of the community in Vancouver community. And the beautiful thing about Vancouver is, like, it's still going on. The community is still going on. A lot of bands in this city. And then it's each time we play, I'm just like, oh, this is a new band. I think we play, like, more than 50 or 60 shows. I don't remember. But every single time, I think we play, like, 2 or 3 of shows we play like second time or third time with other bands. But so we have so many bands in Vancouver, and it's super excited to see the other bands. But yeah, we're so happy to be part of the festival.
I forgot what the question was.
Just if there was anything else you wanted.
Join our email newsletter if you want to know what's going on. I'm tired of social media.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I think there's a list in our link tree.
It's so hard, especially. We want to write more music, honestly.
Yeah.
Social media distraction.
More music, less reels. Yeah. Yes.
I can write a little like email that'll, I don't know, make you giggle.
Yes. Great. Well, thanks, folks, for coming in, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday at the Rickshaw.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jazzy.
That's it for the Vancouver Mixtape.
What a whirlwind!
What a whirlwind. Make sure you go check out Unreal City Festival this weekend, January 15th to 17th. That's Thursday to Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater and then the Russian Hall. All the bands we chatted to today, the Houseplants, Worrywart, Devours, all performing along with many others. You can get tickets at unrealcity.rocks, or you can go to CJSF's Instagram at CJSFmusic and enter to win a pair of tickets, a pair of full festival passes. But either way, please go. It's going to rule. You'll probably see us there. And yeah, bye.
Bye.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests. areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through